Good morning. It's good to be in God's house with some of you again, and I look forward with worshiping with those of you who weren't here at the first service. So you have an agenda. If you didn't get one, there's some at the back. The mic's not. Get a little more juice on the mic. We'll see if we can adjust that. Shouting. So we'll get into the agenda in a little bit. I just wanted to share just a few thoughts as to what this meeting is and what this meeting isn't. Probably since, was it July 3rd, a lot of you have had a lot of questions. Some of you have some fears. Some of you may have some different hopes. I bet all of you have an opinion. Some of you probably have some grousing, some concerns, some negative thoughts. Some of you have some very positive thoughts. This meeting is not the time to be sharing whatever is on your mind about what you've been thinking since July 3rd. So we have lots of time to talk about that. We will make sure that everybody is heard. What we want to do today is share this information with you, the information that's on the agenda, and then at the end, we will take questions that are specific to these points. So again, it's not a time for you to get up and share your concerns or to share what you are unhappy with. We will stick to what is on here, and you can share your questions and comments in a positive way, in a supportive way. That way we can get a good handle on where we are and the opportunities that God is throwing in front of us. So as far as an opening devotion goes, I want to start with one of the worst questions you can ever ask anybody, because it is very open and it's kind of a read my mind sort of a question. When Saul started to walk away from the Lord, and it became evident that the Lord walked away from Saul as a result, what was the problem? So God's anointed king has walked away from the Lord. He is an unbeliever. He is not waiting on the prophets. He is not teaching people the word of the Lord. The Lord's anointed has wandered. What's the problem? Yes. Okay, I would give you that. It's definitely pride when you think you can do the job of the prophets. Okay, good. Yes. That's a problem when the leader is not following the Lord himself. Big problem. But is that the problem? Well, that's what I'm asking. Wasn't there a problem?
Well, they've given the king, and they no longer, there's just problems with it. And they, first of all, they had rejected God as king, and they put in Saul.
So the Lord gave them a king, and now the king is one. Yeah, you made really good points. They rejected the Lord as king. They said, we want a different one. We want a new one. We want to be like everybody else, and God gave them one. Was there really a problem during this time?
Is it that not only did they not have a Christian leader that was going to lead them the right way, they had a guy that was going to lead them the wrong way?
Big problem. Yeah. Was there really a problem, though? No. There wasn't really a problem. There were just a lot of unanswered questions. And I set everybody up. Your answers were fine. They're great. I agree with every single one of you. But there wasn't a problem. Not from God's perspective. God had this all figured out. Even before they said, hey, we want a king, God. God said, I know they're going to want a king. And here's what I'm going to do about that. And we are not going to explore the mind of God very deeply right now. But then why did he make Saul the king? Well, because he did. Even though he knew. And so did God lose all control of everything when Saul consulted the witch of Endor and conjured up the spirit of Samuel? No, God didn't lose control. Did God lose control then when even when he went to anoint King David and King Saul is trying to kill David? No, God didn't lose control then. Did God lose control when all these generals and fighters, they started saying, well, we're going to do this, and we're going to keep Saul on the throne, and no way is David going to be on the throne? But God didn't lose control there. There was never a problem. There was probably a lack of faith on God's people. There was some sin and sinfulness in their lives. There was some sin and sinfulness in the life and leadership of Saul, but God was in complete control. And it's important for us to remember, too, that God is in complete control of everything. And we might think, boy, we have some problems. No, we don't. Not if we trust in the Lord and know that He's got everything under control, and that when the time is right, He's going to give us a new pastor, not by pouring oil on somebody, but He's going to use us, and He's going to use His word, and He's going to guide us, and He's going to use your wisdom, and He's going to use your insight, and He's going to use your manpower, and He's going to guide our discussions. And then when the time is right, He's going to give us an answer. And I don't know what that answer is going to be. There are so many opinions as to what the answer is going to be, but I do know that the Lord is in control. Just like He was when He said this. You get the idea that Samuel was even a little worked up himself. This is from 1 Samuel chapter 16. The Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul? This is now that Saul has rejected the Lord. Since I have rejected him as king over Israel, fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king. And then he gets there and he has a problem, right? All these sons, who is he going to pick? He didn't have a problem. God said, go there, I'm going to choose someone. But then he gets himself all worked up. And how am I supposed to choose? And he picks the biggest and the strongest. And God says, nope. And then he goes to number two. And God says, nope. So the point is, we don't have a problem. We have a challenge. And God is asking us to look to Him. And God is asking us to be patient. And God is asking us to come together as brothers and sisters in Christ and trust in Him. So may God bless us as we look ahead toward the future. May He give us the courage to say we do not have a problem, because God has this all figured out. And in His good time and in His good way, He'll guide us. And we will make a good decision that honors and glorifies Him. So my brothers and sisters, be patient. Trust in the Lord. Trust in your leaders. And communicate with them. And may God bless us as we take a peek and do our very best to work ahead toward the future. Amen. If you take a look at the agenda, I'm going to share with you a little bit as what's going on in our current situation. I think the biggest thing that's going on, we've already done that today. We get to gather around God's word and sacraments. And that's not going to change. God is going to be faithful there. We get to send our kids to Sunday school. We've had good attendance at Sunday school. We have good faculty all set up for our Sunday school. We're going to operate our Lutheran Elementary School, and God is certainly blessing that effort. We just welcomed new members last week, and we have a brand new Bible information class starting in a couple of weeks. And I'm getting emails where people are saying, can I please have my kids come to your Bible information class? And so God is bringing people from different directions, even where we're not looking for people to come. We've had guests, worshipers, visitors at worship, and even before the letter gets to them saying thanks for coming, they show up here on campus, and we've been able to talk with them. God is doing great things. I can't remember in the last, well, the 6.5-ish years that I've been here, I can't remember a time when more people have been more engaged thinking and talking about St. Mark's. And so that is very exciting. The challenging part is we haven't been talking and engaged and thinking about our ministry to this level, and it gets kind of hairy sometimes because we have big questions and we have big concerns, and those are great. That means so many people are engaged, and I think that's fantastic. I thank God for that. Mr. Oswald is going to share with you how we will, to as humanly possible, keep all of our ministries going, make sure that not too much falls through the cracks. I had a really good meeting with the elders and with some of you and others of you, and they say, Pastor, you cannot do it all yourself. And I say, yes, I can. And then I come up with a plan to do it, and it doesn't take very long that no, I can't. And so I thank you, brothers, and some sisters who have shared that reminder with me that I don't have to do it because I have you, and we have a ministry team, so we'll share some of that. And then we will see how we can work with all our heart to carry out our ministries here at St. Mark's. So that's a little bit about what's going on. I don't know if you've been following Pastor on Facebook, but they had a really good trip. They hit some national parks. They got to see Rushmore. They saw Old Faithful. And they're back in Culver's land, so that made Pastor happy. And he is worshiping with his new congregation. So remember to keep him and his new congregation in your prayers. As we move on, remember that Pastor needs your prayers too. So I'm sure he would appreciate that. Those are my introductory notes, and so I will give the microphone over to your president, your chairman, Mr. Jim Osmond.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, I apologize for these abbreviations. Some of you, I know, get frustrated with those, possibly. But they're pretty simple. If they're a three-letter abbreviation starting with B, that B is for board. So we have six working boards here in our council, in our operations of St. Mark's. And so they're laid out there. And we have how they've been in the past when Pastor Stray was here. And so Pastor Stray was a spiritual advisor over Board of Worship, is that, the B-O-W, Board of Adult Discipleship, and Board of Elders. And then we know his choir, his music involvement here at St. Mark's. Then Pastor Schmidt, Board of Outreach, the BOO, that's kind of a fun one, usually, the BOO. And then Board of Stewardship, and then when it's just the two letters, that's Building and Grounds. So that B is not a board, that's a committee under the others. And then our principal has always overseen our Board of Child Discipleship, which involves all of the youth things, our school, a big, huge part of it, our day school, but it also has our Sunday school and BBS and everything else that has to do with kids. So that's how it was laid out before. Well, so while we have one pastor right now, before we move forward with a new plan, we looked at that and we thought, pastor, six boards to oversee, or five with Mr. Bauer doing the youth one, is a little great. And so we asked for some help from some of our other called workers. So if you look under the intern ministry plan, we have Pastor Schmidt with Board of Worship and Board of Elders. Those boards are, you know, a strict, extreme focus of church, of course. Worship is where we see most all of you every week. So that's a big, important part of what's going on at St. Mark's. And then Board of Elders is those ones that are straight and straying is a big part of that group. And that's important as well. So the ones that are here and the ones that aren't here, as far as the board's leadership on that, that's where we put our pastor. We should all understand that the teaching and the preaching and the visiting is important that our pastor handles that. And that's why we want to take some of these other responsibilities off of Pastor Schmidt just for a while until we decide what's going on, how we move forward. And that's what this meeting is going to give you, a little picture of some of the things that we're looking for. So what we did is we asked Mr. Bauer to also be a spiritual overseer for the Board of Adult Discipleship. Child discipleship and adult discipleship go together well. They have to do with the adult discipleship focuses a lot on the Bible studies, and Mr. Bauer is involved with a lot of that for school, so that fits well. And so for this time, Mr. Bauer will be overseeing those two boards. And then we asked our new teacher, Mr. Bengel, to be the spiritual leader for our outreach board. He has a passion for outreach that we found out talking to him during the call process, and so we've asked him to step in just during this time, just to kind of be a leader, to give him some guidance with the scripture, just open the meeting with the devotion. Both these roles for Mr. Bauer and Mr. Bengel are not going to be extreme weight on their school duties or anything. It's more just being there to guide spiritually the board while to give Pastor a little more time. for other things. And then Mr. Bangle is also teaching the youngest confirmation part as part of day school, I believe. And then Mrs. Voschak has agreed to take over the choir, so that's really good. So that is the biggest things that in the interim plan. I have to be quite quick because we don't have a lot of time. But so basically, all of our ministry that's been going on at St. Mark's, nothing has stopped. Nothing is planned to stop. We're just going to shift a little bit leadership to try to get a pastor enough time for the most important teaching, preaching, and visiting things. So with that, so then we ask all of you to talk to us, the council members and myself, about what your feelings are. We shared with you that we had over 40 people share their information with us. And of those 40 things, there's about 18 different ideas, right? So at the council, church council level, we've decided that we would really like some outside help to come in and evaluate our ministry here at St. Mark's to help us find a direction for exactly what our new pastor may or may not need. We're still focused on a second pastor because that's how St. Mark's is set up at this time. So, but during the planning, anything can happen. Okay? So there's three things that we've been looking at the council level for some extra evaluation of our ministry here and what we need as we move forward to the next 51 years. Like Pastor said, we got 51 in, we want a new 51, and so we're looking forward to that. And as Pastor shared, there's a lot of wonderful things going on all the time. So the first thing, I'm going to switch this ABC. I'm going to have C go first, because I think it'll just make the order a little bit better. So I'd like to have Dan just tell you a little bit about this. So we're on the back page, turn the page. And these are our three thoughts that we've been struggling greatly with in your church council on how to get some help with an evaluation of where to go from here. Which, what we're talking about is the same thing we asked you about. You know, we have a vacancy from a pastor, and that's the focus of this, but we're looking at the entire ministry of St. Mark's as we do that, as we should. So we'll let Dan talk just a few minutes about the, it's under C, it's a one-day evaluation with our district president, Pastor Bukos.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dan Cummins, I am the secretary for the council currently, and been asked by Jim, obviously, to come up and talk about this. So at our last council meeting, we asked Jim Oswald to get a hold of our district president, Pastor Buchholz, for some options on what we're dealing with as far as the vacancy and things that we know we need to do. So Jim did reach out to Pastor Buchholz, and he offered his services as our district president to come and do a one-day, 4 hours. I'm guessing it's going to be more than 4 hours. But he's going to meet with the leadership, discuss issues and concerns, and where we want to go forward. Now, a lot of times we don't know where we want to go forward at this point. That's why we're doing this. But he can help us with that option. He can evaluate, come up with maybe some ministry plans for us. I think he would work within the current structure that we're set up now as far as leadership, but that could change. You could look at it and say, man, no, this ain't gonna work the way we need to go forward. So it's something, it's an option that we're looking at currently right now. I believe his time, there's no cost involved in it, if I recall correctly. And the evaluation would happen and the process would be again, and it'd probably take, I've heard a little over a month, I'm thinking more than 2-3 months to get to that process. I don't know until we meet with them and he decides where we're at. So it would be probably the smallest of the three versions we're looking at and as far as any ministry planning and things like that. So.
Thank you, Dan. So, first thing, have our district president come for a tough 4-hour meeting with our leaders. You know, he'll have some questions and a process. He'll have a process to work. When I talked to him, he also shared with me that there's some other pastors in our district that would be available to us that have some experience in some of this type of evaluating a church, helping getting things on the right track. Some of it maybe comes from starting churches. One of them is a mission pastor. So there's three different options there that we might have a pastor come in. That one, since they're busy doing their work in their congregation, there would be a slight cost for us. We'd have to fly them out here, and maybe somebody would open their home to them, or we could get them a room, whatever, that kind of thing. But it'd still be minimal cost. A similar evaluation to President Bukos, maybe a little more in depth, but more of a one-day type approach to ask some hard questions, listen to our answers, evaluate that, and then give us a recommendation on how to move forward. That's really kind of how both of those plans will work. So they're kind of like Dan said, they're a little bit smaller for an outside help than this third one. And I want to give our chairman of elders enough time for this because it could be a big presentation. The third thing on there is from an outside group called Crossroads Counseling. And so I'll turn it over to you. And so these are the three things that the council is kind of struggling with right now on how to get a little extra help from the outside to focus our ministry and our calling needs forward. So we're going to look at these, and then after today, we'll hopefully have a few minutes for your questions on these three things. And then on Tuesday, the council meets, and we'll go over this stuff, and we'll see if we can come up with a recommendation of one of these three from the council, and then we'll bring it to you voters sometime soon in the next few weeks. And if we can't come to a recommendation, we'll leave it up to you guys. So we'll leave it like that. Okay, so Gary, you're up. I got you 20 minutes with 10 minutes for questions.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. My name is Gary Norwood, and I'm your new elected chairman of the Board of Elders here at St. Mark's. I have to say I'm truly blessed with our leadership here at St. Mark's. We have great leaders on our boards, on our council, on our executive council, Pastor Schmidt. And we have great leaders on our Board of Elders. And I just wanted, before I get started about Crossroads, I just wanted to take the time to acknowledge that I'm truly honored to share with these Board of Elders. As a son of St. Mark's here, I've had the opportunity to grow with them, most of them here at St. Mark's, and I know that you know them. There's a lot of familiar faces here, and it would be wrong for me not to introduce them. So first of all, as I announce your name, I'd like the Board of Elders to stand up so the congregation knows who we are going forward if you have any questions. Steve Ennis, is Steve there? There's Steve. Ed Hynes? There's Ed. Jim Well, is Jim in today? There he is. Good morning, Jim. All right, Rick Covey? There's Rick, right there. Paul Hine? There's Paul. And Dick Riedel, I talked to Dick Riedel. He couldn't be here today, but he sends his blessings to us. And also, is Paul Baker here? Where's Paul? There's Paul. Paul was our former chairman of the Board of Elders and much well-respected within our congregation. With that said, I would like to kind of go over a reading from the Messenger. Pastor Schmidt sent this out in the month of August. And it really grabbed me, it grabbed us as a whole, the board, and I wanted to read this to you to start out. For what do we want to be remembered? For what do you want to be remembered? The discussion moderator threw out the icebreaker question during a meeting I attended a few years ago. Seeing as we were Wells pastors and teachers, it was difficult to answer that question on a couple of levels. First, because we were Wells called workers, we felt that the pressure to give a Jesus answer. Second, the more we thought about it, the more difficult it was to narrow down the massive list of options our brains quickly generated. Good parent, hardworking, good pastor, creative teacher, artist, funny, witty, strong, a leader, and an athlete. But we should all give the answer, I want to be remembered for loving Jesus. What if someone were to pose the same question to you about your church, St. Mark's? There are so many possibilities. The Coordinating Council recently began looking at such a question, and we want your input. For what to do, for what do you want St. Mark's to be remembered? And what's your vision as how we get there? Should we all call another pastor? How soon? Until we reach a decision on what should we be focusing on and pursuing, the council proposed a short answer to the question, let's focus here, grow in grace, and go with the gospel. As you look to answer those questions and envision your future, ask yourself, for what do you want to be, or what do you want St. Mark's to be remembered? And that's how I really wanted to start this meeting out here today, before I went over the Crossroads Consulting presentation with you both. I want that kind of in the back of your minds as we go through this PowerPoint and I present the data to you this morning. Okay, the next minute is, what is Crossroads Consulting Ministry? Crossroads assists congregations by helping them in the following: identify their strengths, address their concerns, design a compelling vision for future ministry, develop intentional strategies for enhancing their outreach and nurturing their ministries. So this was kind of the four, when we looked at Crossroads and then we had the opportunity to speak to Pastor Strode, there was so much information about Crossroads. And what we did is we wanted to summarize and give you all a 10,000 foot view of what Crossroads is about. So naturally there's a lot more information out there, and I'll be able to provide you all a little handout before you leave where you can take a look at their website, and take a look at who they are and what Crossroads Consulting is, all the finer details than what I'm not discussing here with you today. The next one, the next slide. Oh, can we go back, Keith? Sorry about that. Thank you. Crossroads is directed by Pastor Elton Stroh. I know some of you know Pastor Elton Stroh, who served within Wells, but he was a Wells Parish pastor for 24 years. And he's assisted over 200 congregations with a 90% approval from the congregation. So there's a proven track record with Crossroads. It's not something recently has come out. It's something that it's been out and something that has been proven. So how can Crossroads identify a workable solution to the following? And I think a lot of us will see a lot of this when we do talk about this. Decline in membership. They address that. They also address the decline in church attendance. And they also address the decline in worship participation. This is something that the Board of Elders, we view every month. We address these concerns. I don't know, this is pretty, I wanted to, it's pretty much kind of in your face to look at the average attendance here at St. Mark's. But as the Board of Elders, we look at this. We look at the overall attendance. And what I did is I showed a kind of a trending history from 2011 to 2016. So you can see in the categories here, the decline in attendance, worship, Sunday school, teen Bible study, and adult Bible study. The next solution they will help us is in the low involvement in the ministry and members not engaged. The fifth one would be limited fellowship opportunities, no outreach or support for confirmed members or students. And what this is when we have recently new confirmed members that leave our school, they will provide solutions in how we can keep in contact with those new students that go out into the world as they leave here at St. Mark's. The other one is identify more effective ways to reach the community with the gospel. That's huge. We just saw, we just saw the Wells presentation. And that's one of the things, reaching out to the different demographics here within our community. So that's a huge bullet point, too, that Crossroads would provide a workable solution. And the next one is down to one pastor. I think this is the first time, besides Pastor Fransman, that we've been, I think, is that correct, Paul? We've been down to one pastor as Fransman?
Gearlock was your quarterback.
Gearlock, okay. Gearlock, too, that we've been down to one pastor. My time here at St. Mark's, we had one, two, and then just recently three pastors here with Pastor Waterstrat retiring and then Pastor Stray leading us. But that's a huge bullet point that they would have, Crossroads would provide a workable solution to. And then also, too, they would address Pastor Schmidt. I put this as a bullet point. I know we have all seen that there's a huge demand for pastors within our Wells Synod. There's more openings in our Wells Synod than there are pastors. So this Crossroads would help us provide a vision and ministry and plan going forward if, and we hope this doesn't happen, if Pastor Schmidt would receive a call and he would accept the call, and what would we do here at St. Mark's? We've known some of our sister congregations in Lodi and in Hope. They didn't have a pastor for some time. But if Crossroads would help us provide a solution in carrying our ministry forward, and it would help us define who we would need as a pastor going forward or a second pastor going forward. Why Crossroads? So Crossroads is an outside consulting company. They are strategically focused to provide an unbiased evaluation. They would provide us an unbiased evaluation here at St. Mark's. So with our district pastors, they all know us here at St. Mark's. Would we receive the level of in-depth review from our district versus what from an outside consulting company? That's something that we would need to ask ourselves. But the board believes that it would be a wonderful opportunity to have an independent, unbiased, strategic review from the outside perspective to address these issues here.
Got to catch up, sorry. Third bullet point.
And then the fourth bullet point. Crossroads would be able to show us some of our weak points and identify what we need to get the church going again. And we may not like what we see from the results, and it may be hard to face. Crossroads really does a very in-depth review, and it's broken down. And I'll come up to the next area about the different phases, but they will do a very in-depth review, not only for the church here at St. Mark's, but also for the school. They also do an evaluation of the school. And then the next one is Crossroads commits primary focus for 1 year and provides an in-depth evaluation. This is not a quick fix. This is a very in-depth evaluation. It's broken down, and I'm going to lead into the next one. There are four phases at Crossroads. Can you just highlight all four of them, please? Thank you very much. There are four phases. But it's a very in-depth review, and it will strategically line us up with our ministry, our plan. It would also help us define our next pastor if we decide to go and call another pastor. It'll help us define who we would want to call here at St. Mark's. So the recommendation would be setting the foundation. That's the recommendation that we would want to do. We would want to bring Pastor Elton Stroh out to give us, to talk to us for a day. He would come out and speak with the leaders of the church, and then he would give us an evaluation, or he would give us a workshop for all of us to participate in. And that Foundation Lane seminar is responding to today's realities. So basically what it does is it helps us and prepares us for our changing world outside of St. Mark's. And that whole phase one would be approximately 1 month. And from there, from the feedback that we give Pastor Stroh, he would also put a proposal plan together that proposal plan would come to St. Mark's, and then that would be announced here like we're doing this morning and going forward with a plan if we went ahead and went to phase two. So there's three more phases here within Crossroads. And the next one would be the cost. The cost. Phase one would be $500 plus airfare, hotel, rental car for him to come out. Come out and speak with the leaders, give us a workshop on a Saturday for our congregation, and then write up the proposal plan and send it to St. Mark's going forward. So with that said, I was able to, there's a video on Crossroads, and I think it's a very good video for us to see. I've had the opportunity and privilege to see it beforehand. It goes over a church within a Wells Lutheran Church, and it goes over some of their struggles that they had. It also will tell you that they received parish assistance. Now, Pastor Elton Stroh, I'm trying to remember, I believe he served on the board. I'm not 100% sure. Is that correct? Yes, okay, so he was a big part of this. And this church also is involved with Crossroads because they've gone back one or two times and gone back and re-engaged in the planning phase as a continual growth pattern, and you will see this. So let me, I want to play this for you all to see.
Also, as a result of that vision planning, in 2003, we began our circulation to the sanctuary, close off the street between Trinity and the Elementary Building, expand the fellowship hall, add a multi-purpose gym that could be used by the school, teen ministry, and even be used for contemporary worship. We were ready to hire an architect, but the economy took a quick downturn, and the voters wisely decided to table the project until the economy changed. Under Trinity 2014, our ministries grew to where today we now have 54 different ministries sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to nurture God's people and reach out to bring others to Christ, all to glorify God. Now our current vision, Trinity 2014, is coming to a close. We have once again started the process for the next long-range vision for Trinity, contracted with Crossroads Consultants. Some of the very same consultants from our previous visions will be helping us again. There is a lot of work to be done, a lot of hard questions to ask and answer, and a lot of dreaming. Dreaming how to glorify God in the future. There will be multiple opportunities to contribute and make a difference for this congregation. You will be able to determine what kind of congregation Trinity will look like in 2020. Please take these opportunities and actively be a part of the family of believers.
So that kind of gives you a little bit of overview. Like you said, the same leaders are in Crossroads with Pastor Elton Stroh. So there's a lot of benefits, as you can see, with Crossroads. It's a very strategic approach. It's a long-term approach, but it's independent. It's an independent, unbiased evaluation here at St. Mark's, and it has proven results. So we thank you for your consideration.
Yes. Gary, why don't you stay? So we'll just skip. We got about 10 minutes for a few questions. You can really direct them to Pastor, myself, or Gary to do with these ideas, but specific to the idea. Chuck.
I'll put this on a rather uninformed member. It seems to me Crossroads, a consulting group like that, can do a lot of good, and obviously has, and I know of other places it has, but if I picked up that we would retain them before we call a second pastor, my opinion is we have enough expertise, knowledge, and spirit within this congregation, and we've got a great mission statement to call a second pastor. And then once that second pastor is on board, a process like this very much needs to include the leadership for the future. So I would suggest that we do the one-day evaluation. If we need that help to kind of sketch out what the duties of the second pastor would be, maybe engage the in-district planning evaluation, and then see who the Lord sends us as a second pastor, and then look seriously at doing this consulting. I think if we would about doing it now, prior to calling a second pastor, I think that might be premature, or if you're thinking of using this consulting to decide whether or not to call a second pastor, I think that's a decision that, in my mind, is already made, but maybe it isn't enough. I think we can make that decision ourselves, or maybe with a little advice from the second pastor.
I think, Chuck, that you're bringing up, that's basically a lot what we've been struggling with at church council is these things. Don't know that we're looking for plans like that today. More questions on the plans. The Crossroads group, like Chuck mentioned, our mission statement, how the video started, they all said their mission statement and they were excited about it and they shared their building program and their new teachers. And we did go through this process at a pivotal time. Some time ago, and that's where we got our beautiful mission statement and a lot of those types of things too, some time ago. Okay.
Chuck, I was going to address, so with the evaluation, when talking to Pastor Stroh, we would, after phase two, which is the in-depth analysis, which they come out here to St. Mark's and they interview everybody, the congregation, the leaders of the church, the school. At that point, at the end of phase two, we would know who we would want to call as a second pastor. So if we took the opportunity and voted that in, to say hypothetically today, we would be looking at the end of January as to who we would call as a second pastor. Because in the month of December, there would be no activity with the holidays and with the services here at St. Mark's. So we would bring Elton out in the month of October. And then he would talk to us and come up with a plan proposal and then engage in January. And then at the end of January, we would know who we would want to call for a second pastor, which would be beneficial because then we would know who we would need here at St. Mark's.
Quick question, not quite. So after that point, is that when most of the consulting happens after that second pastor comes on board?
No, what Elton would do, Elton would wait for us. He would wait for us until we would find our second pastor, and then we would implement phase three, which is huge. He would do that for us. And introduce the second pastor into phase three and into phase four.
So with Crossroads, do they give you a list of congregations that they've worked with?
Yes.
And you can contact them?
Absolutely.
Video that showed Mark Flower, who used to be a teacher here, and I don't know if everybody was aware of that. So having someone that's been at St. Mark's and then gone to the process at another church.
Yes, matter of fact, I'm going to give you all a handout, and you can go under their website, which is very informative website, and it will give you references too as well for the congregations that Elton and his group have reached out to.
Two questions, points. You showed the average attendance, but what is St. Mark's current membership and or confirmed members?
That I cannot answer, Noel. I apologize. I don't have that figure for you. Does somebody else know? I cannot. Pastor, do we know?
We're on 600.
600.
Okay. That's members or confirmed members?
Confirmed members. Okay. I'll double check very quick.
Secondly, and I'm a bit confused, I thought there would be an opportunity to get a little bit more input. I think Chuck's comment was somewhat dismissed, but I would like to take the opportunity to say that, you know, when we made the decision to go from three pastors to two pastors at a voters meeting, I remember standing up and saying, okay, we can do that, but who's willing to step up now and help out a little bit more?
Right.
And I know, you know, Chuck says he's not in the know, to varying degrees, we're in the know. I'd like to think I'm a little bit in the know as to what's going on. Both of our pastors were struggling, admittedly, with our ministry there. There's a lot to do. We can still call a pastor. We aren't starting from scratch here.
Right.
We have a vision. We do know a lot of things that we're doing and need to do. We have a successful school. We have a strong congregation. We have so many blessings here. So although this isn't maybe, and again, my misunderstanding, I would second what Chuck's saying, is we can still call a pastor, and I think the language. And then my last comment is, I would ask that the leadership be completely transparent, because to my comment, I have heard that there are different positions in our church leadership right now about what we should or shouldn't do, aside from the options and presentations given here. So let's be completely transparent about what we're doing here. We can't be showing the congregation one thing as far as options and thinking another way as a leadership team. So, you know, Jim was very honest and upfront that, you know, out of 40 people, there were 18 ideas and probably more. And that's healthy, that's good, that's expected. But we need to be transparent with our leadership as far as what we want to do and what options we're giving the congregation to look at.
No, point taken, Noel. I think we need to have the right vision now going forward. And I think Crossroads would give us that right vision going forward with just the first phase.
I don't disagree with that, but we don't have to stop the car in the middle of the road. I mean, we still have a lot of good things going, and there's a good plan here that can place what we do in the interim.
The only things that the council's working on is these three ideas. The in-district, Pastor Wickfolds, maybe some extra pastors from in-district, or this Crossroads group. There isn't any other choices at this point at the church. But it's all a planning for the future. None of these specifically say we're doing 1, 2, 3 pastors or no pastors. I've been hearing this 3, 2, 1, none, and that's what we don't want.
One thing I've noticed in my years in business that's common there, can be common here as well, is that the a priori view is presented. So, we see these three options, but clearly we spent the wealth of our time coming to understand the Crossroads option. It doesn't feel like the same depth maybe for the other two options that are also presented here, but one thing I would also point out that might be worth considering is on the video it said that with 200 congregations that there was a 90% approval rating. So that does mean that there were 20 congregations that apparently did not have approval. So it may be good to pick up the phone to one or two of those as well and see what didn't go well as you're evaluating Crossroads as an option, and make sure that you go in with both perspectives if you have not done so already, knowing that there are those that didn't have a positive reaction. And just make sure you understand the full pros and cons heading into it, fully respecting as a leadership team, there's sounds like from Noel's statement, there's how do we move forward, and that might be precisely why it's a good reason to bring somebody in that has an independent perspective. So I fully get that. I think the congregation does too, but it might be good to make sure you evaluate the con side, not just the upside.
And I
question here.
Go ahead, Dave.
I personally kind of feel like Crossroads is already decided and is kind of being pushed onto us.
No.
And my second comment is, if we can't get people to do things now, if we have someone come in like this, how are we going to get them to do it then?
I think these are all good questions. I apologize, we are out of time. I want to give the mic to Pastor and let him close. I'm just doing this, but this is our Bible class hour. Church will be starting soon. But I encourage you again, now that you have these, and they're fairly equally, to the last comment, at the council, they're fairly equally thought of right down the line. The council is kind of half is thinking in the district and half is thinking Crossroads. That's why we're bringing it to you. We're going to go back on Tuesday and do it again, and we'll probably bring it to you again. But there was feeling through everyone that we talked to that we need a little extra guidance, and especially from our pastor. So I think we'd like to leave it there.
Yeah, definitely contact your council members with your feedback and your opinions. You'll have some chance to do that. We didn't have a chance to do that today. We're info sharing and taking specific questions. So do contact Jim or me or your elected leader. We're happy to get your feedback and your input. Let's wrap up our meeting, ask a blessing, and then we can be on with our Sunday.
We'll pray. Dear Lord Jesus, one thing is sure, that you are never going to fail us, that your love and the power of your word in our lives will help us through any challenge that we face, certainly through this decision. So thank you for bringing my brothers and sisters to this meeting. Thank you that they sacrificed some time for you. I ask that you give us all patience and give us charity as we share our opinions and ideas. And do please freely open up communication, especially to our leaders, so that we can have a good handle on the decisions that we make. Above all, send us home with an even greater appreciation for greater things, that we are your children, and that we are working toward glorifying you in everything that we do. Please bless those who have worshiped, be with those who do, and then send us home confident and comforted as your people. Amen.